Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of social media detox. Now, before you click away thinking this is another preachy self-help spiel, let me tell ya, it's not. We're diving into something super important today. Cultivating forgiveness and understanding towards others. I know, sounds a little heavy for a Wednesday morning, right? But trust me on this one. In the digital age, where quick judgments and online feuds are the norm, learning to forgive and understand becomes more crucial than ever. So, why is this so important? Ever scroll through your feed and feel that pang of anger or resentment towards someone who said something insensitive or made a mistake? You know that feeling when you just want to block them, hit unfollow, and move on? Yeah, been there, done that. But here's the thing, holding on to those negative emotions only hurts us in the long run. It weighs us down, poisons our thoughts, and prevents us from truly connecting with others. Alright, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways to really make sense of it all. First off, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, wired to screw up sometimes. Nobody's perfect, and expecting perfection from ourselves and others is setting ourselves up for disappointment. Think about it. Have you ever done something you regretted? Of course you have. We all have those moments where we say or do something we wish we could take back. So, cut yourself some slack and extend that same grace to others. Second, try seeing things from their perspective. This might sound cliche, but it's seriously powerful stuff. Instead of jumping to conclusions based on a social media post or a quick encounter, take a moment to consider why someone might have acted the way they did. Maybe they're going through something tough, maybe they haven't learned how to express themselves well, or maybe they just had a bad day. Whatever the reason, putting yourself in their shoes can help you understand their actions and release some of that anger or resentment. Third, communication is key. When someone has hurt you, whether intentionally or unintentionally, talk to them about it. It doesn't have to be an explosive confrontation. It could be a calm, honest conversation where you express your feelings and try to understand their side of the story. Open communication can often bridge gaps and lead to understanding and even forgiveness. Fourth, remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. It doesn't mean you have to be best friends with them or forget what happened. It just means choosing to let go of those negative emotions so you can move forward in a positive way. Think of forgiveness like releasing a weight you've been carrying around for too long. It feels lighter, freer, and more peaceful. Finally, practice empathy. This is about actively trying to understand and share the feelings of others. It's not just about putting yourself in their shoes. It's about genuinely caring about their well-being and wanting the best for them. Cultivating empathy can make a world of difference in your relationships and overall outlook on life. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You see a social media post from someone who used to be your friend, making snarky comments about your recent accomplishment. You feel that familiar pang of anger and hurt, right? You want to fire back, defend yourself, and maybe even throw some shade right back. But then, take a step back. Remember what we talked about today? Everyone makes mistakes. Try to see things from their perspective, communicate openly if you need to, and choose forgiveness over resentment. Maybe they're insecure, jealous, or just trying to get attention. By choosing understanding and compassion, you not only protect yourself from getting dragged down into negativity but also have the opportunity to grow closer to this person or let go of a relationship that no longer serves you. So, what's the biggest takeaway here? It's simple. Forgiveness and understanding are powerful tools for creating healthier relationships, reducing stress, and cultivating inner peace. Remember, choosing compassion over anger is never easy, but it's always worth it. Ready to put this into practice? Share your thoughts on social media using hashtag #SocialMediaDetoxRealLifeRecovery. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, we've got more real talk coming your way tomorrow. So stay tuned and keep detoxing, friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.